Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Grace Choi. Hello Grace, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good, how are you?
Doing good. Now this is the last episode, and this last episode we're going to talk about vision casting for Asian Americans.
Okay.
So Grace, what potentials do you see in Asian Americans, like second generations or third generations, for the Great Commission?
Actually, I am very excited for second generation Asian Americans, just because, you know, we are so blessed to be able to live in America and just grow in America. We are given so many opportunities that, you know, many other people in other countries may not be able to have. And so I really, really feel strongly about second generation, third generation Asian Americans not to waste this opportunity, not to waste this kind of blessing, but really use it for the Great Commission, really use it to further God's kingdom, you know, wherever we are. Because, you know, Asian Americans, we're really blessed to be able to, you know, be fairly bilingual and bicultural. I guess it, you know, it really would depend on your family and how you were raised. However, you know, English, first of all, we're pretty fluent in English growing up in America, but we may even be fluent in our parents' mother tongue, or if we even learned another language in schools. I know, you know, Spanish is really, really popular these days in, you know, American schools. And so easily Asian Americans can be even trilingual. And so, you know, I've worked abroad a lot, and, you know, there's such a desire to learn different languages, especially English, in other countries. But it comes naturally to us because we grew up in America. We can't take that lightly, you know. And so I feel like we're already really well equipped to do so much for God's kingdom. And so I would really like to see Asian Americans really stepping up and stepping out of their comfort zone and not wasting this kind of blessing, but really use it to further His kingdom.
Wow, that's good words. Well, thank you. Grace, whenever I talk with second generation, third generations, I always challenge them with great vision and great potential, and because they have so much in them. However, the reality is that many second generations are not necessarily stepping up to live their potential. And so I think there are some underlying hindrances that they are not necessarily living up to their potential. What would that be, the hindrance for them to step up?
I mean, I think the hindrance is not anything special or specific to Asian Americans. I think it's something that all people really struggle with, and it's, you know, stability in their lives. I think that growing up in America, you know, we all want to accomplish the American dream, especially as children of immigrant parents. There may be some pressure in wanting to see us, second generation, third generation Asian Americans, to really get a good job and, you know, be stable and, you know, get married and have, you know, a happy family, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And so I think a lot of Asian Americans feel pressure from, first of all, their parents, I think, to get a good, stable job and things like that. Not only that, but I do think that I think there's some fear in leaving America, or just their comfort zone, maybe I should say. I see even within my own church, a lot of our youth group, high school kids, they don't want to leave Raleigh. You know, I mean, granted, we have good universities in the area, and so I do believe that they're staying for a good university's sake. But then, you know, I feel like we need to step out of our comfort zone. I think that we really need to challenge ourselves to, you know, stretch ourselves and go somewhere else and you know, learn new cultures. You know, different cities in America even have different cultures. But if you stay in Raleigh, or stay in your hometown, you know, you're really limiting yourself. And I feel like really expanding your, not worldview, or just, I think you need to step out and you need to experience different types of people. You need to experience different ways of working, because that's going to ultimately just make you a stronger, better person. And you know, in this life, you're going to one way or another come across, you know, interesting people or really hard work, you know, environments. And how are you going to overcome that if you only stayed in your comfort zone? I think that's something that everyone has to really think about and challenge themselves in, and not succumb or just, you know, give in to these hindrances that may be out there, but really, yeah, really challenge yourself to go out and try to have a more open view about the world, and that I think that's just going to make you a stronger person.
It's great. Grace, why is the Great Commission significant?
The Great Commission is significant because, first of all, God told us to go out and to make disciples of all nations. And if you truly are a follower of Christ, and if you are truly a disciple of Christ, you know, you don't want to keep this just within yourself. You know the grace that God has shown you, and if you truly believe in your heart that, you know, Christ died for you, then that joy, you can't just keep it to yourself. That truly is good news. And there are people out there who don't know that good news, and it would be incredibly selfish if you keep that to yourself. So I feel like if you truly understand the gospel, there's no way you can keep it to yourself. And so that alone should drive you to go out and share the gospel. And you know, the Great Commission isn't something really big and daunting. It's, you don't have to move to another country to do this. Quite honestly, you know, fulfilling the Great Commission can be as simple as, you know, being in your college campuses and just sharing about your faith to your friends. It can be, you know, joining, you know, international students, you know, ministries or different clubs like that on campus, and just being able to share your faith with them. It's nothing daunting. I think some people are really scared of the word evangelizing or like fulfilling the Great Commission. I think some people feel like they will do that only after they graduate from college and they're an adult or something like that, but that's not true. I think that this is something that everyone can do in whatever stage of their life they're at. I really think that the Great Commission is something that everyone of all ages can do and should do if they truly believe in the message of the gospel.
Wow, that's great. Great Commission is too important.
Yeah,
gospel
is
too good to pass.
Correct.
That's very, very good, Grace. Mm-hmm. Now, Grace, you're not a pastor.
Nope, I'm not.
And you're not necessarily going to seminary.
Nope,
to serve for the kingdom of God.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, but you're using your professional career, your major, your degree, for the Great Commission. So I think there's a lot of ways for second generations to contribute to the Great Commission. So what does it look like using professional career for the Great Commission?
You know, actually, this topic is something that I'm really, really passionate about, because I don't know, I feel like sometimes when people are on fire for missions, they think they have to go to the seminary and get like a theological degree in order to be used on the mission field, or they have to be a pastor to do mission work. I think that's limiting a lot. I believe, like I said before, you can fulfill the Great Commission wherever you are and in whatever job or, you know, field that you're working in, because God created you the way you are and wired you to have the skills and the passion that you have. And through that, you can fulfill God's will and God's and the Great Commission through those same skills and, you know, and jobs. Like, for example, for me, God gave me the gift of teaching. I credit it all to Him. I've never learned how to teach. It came naturally to me. Sure, if I was a non-Christian, I could say like, oh, it's in my parents' genes, or I don't even know if that can be genetic, but anyway. But quite honestly, I believe that God gave me this gift of teaching. And through this gift of teaching, I am able to go on the mission field and work as an English teacher. I can work as a principal. I can work by tutoring international students in America. I can do so much through this field and be able to reach so many people without having to go to the seminary and get a degree in order to preach God's word. I think that whatever field you're in, like it can be in art, or you can be, you know, a construction, you know, worker. Actually, my brother is in construction and management. And you know, what he does is he would go on the mission field whenever he can, and he will help them build houses or build a church. You know, recently he actually went to the Philippines on summer missions, and he helped, you know, I think build a house and also fix the roof or something of a church. Wow. You can use whatever skill God has given you to, you know, right, do His work, you know, wherever you are. You don't have to do it abroad either. And I think that's part of another thing that I really am passionate about, is like what Pastor Drew actually does in America. But there are so many international students and just so many international people coming to America these days. And you know, you can befriend them and you can reach out to them. You know, they may be working at IBM with you, you know, they may be at your school, you may be teaching them, you know, at your school. You know, there are so many ways you can be in contact with these people, and if you can reach out to them and share your faith with them and, you know, share the good news with them, then they in turn, if they do return to their home country, I don't know, then you didn't have to go to that country to evangelize to them. And I think that's something that we all need to, you know, I think the mission, the way we do missions is changing slowly, and you know, you don't have to go abroad to do it. You can do it wherever you are right now. And especially in North Carolina, in Raleigh, you know, we're getting really diverse, and I feel like, you know, we can do so much just within our state, even if everyone is just willing to step up and really and have a passion for fulfilling the Great Commission.
Wow, well, that's a great word, Grace. I'm a pastor, and I know that I have my job to do, but I don't think I should be a construction manager.
Right.
The people will die if I if I build a house and it's gonna collapse within a second. So I really do think that it's a teamwork.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes. Pastors have their own job. Construction workers have their own job, and teachers have their own job. But they're all working together for the Great Commission.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, Grace, for sharing about what you said. So my last question is: do you have any recommended resources for the Great Commission?
Recommended resources? What do you mean? Resources like
books or music or anything? I mean, this podcast itself, I think it's a good resource as well for the Great Commission.
Yeah. I think so. I think this is a wonderful resource. If anything, I do encourage everyone to maybe go to like a missions conference or take some kind of a missions course, just because I think part of the hindrance in fulfilling the Great Commission or whatnot is fear. Like they don't know enough about missions, and so because they don't know, they're not doing anything.
Right.
I think that if you will just kind of educate yourself, train yourself a little more about, you know, what is mission work, I think that will alleviate a lot of the fear. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, that alone, I think, may give you the courage to step out and go out and do missions.
Right. And also training like Kairos.
Kairos, right. Kairos.
Can be
Perspectives or Urbana or, you know, all those things. There are so many things that you can't do. Just but you got to make the first step. And I think that's where everything starts. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Grace, well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart, your passion, and your words. Listeners, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.